Ayan, tayo po ay nasa serye ng Hebrews. Ayan, Hebreo. Okay, sa aklat ng Hebreo. So, last week, sinagot po natin ng isang napaka-controversial na tanong. Do Christians lose their salvation? Ayan, nawawala ba ang kaligtasan ng isang Kristiyano? Ano po ang sagot? Shout it out! No! On the basis of being a true Christian. Amen? Hindi nawawala ang kaligtasan ng isang tunay na Kristiyano. So, authenticity draws the line. Amen? Maaaring mayroon pangalan tayong Kristiyano or meron tayong mga lengguwahe ng pagiging Kristiyano. Muli, totoo nga ba? At sana, sa ating paglalakbay, totohanin natin because authenticity is everything. The admonition continued on. Kung titingnan po natin sa Hebrews chapter 6, verses 11 to 12, sabi po dyan, "And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promise." Next slide po. Ang nais namin ay patuloy na magsumikap hanggang wakas ang bawat isa sa inyo upang makamtan ninyo ang inyong inaasahan. Kaya huwag kayong maging tamad. Tularan ninyo ang mga taong dahil sa kanilang pagtitiis at pananalig sa Diyos ay tumatanggap ng mga ipinangako niya. Let me pause for a while. Just look at the verses. Ano po ang paghimok sa atin? Pagkatapos nating masagot ang isang napaka-importanting tanong sa ating mga paglalakbay at buhay bilang Kristiyano, ano na po ang susunod? Ayan po ang sagot. Meron po ba tayong inaasahan sa huli? Meron po ba tayong nilulook up till the end of time? What is that end? The end is our life here, no? And the end, meron nga ba talagang essence of end when we are in Jesus? Pero ang tanong, anong inaasahan mo sa paglalakbay mo? Anong inaasahan mo sa huli? You know, we have tension sa atin pong paglalakbay at paglalakad. The tension is from today to tomorrow. So we see in every calendar, no, in every day that we live, we wake up, nakikita natin, ito yung araw na to. What is the day today? April 30, 2023. Bukas po, anong petsa na? May 1, Mayo na. No, ang bilis ng araw. Yan po yung takbo ng buhay. Today, tomorrow. Today, tomorrow. Pero ano ang nagdudugtong? Ano ang dapat magdugtong sa atin bilang mga sumusunod sa Panginoon at naglalakbay sa buhay na ito? Not only that we see what's today and hope for tomorrow. You know, what keeps these two things, these two important dates, the day today and the day tomorrow, is yung two, yung salitang maliit na two. And what is that two? That two, today to tomorrow, that holds life. No po? At para sa atin, ang mag-hold sa atin from today to tomorrow is God's promises. Everybody say with me, promise. Promises. Sabi sa aklat daw ng Biblia, meron daw pong 1,782 promises. More than enough, no po, na basahin natin at taglayin natin ang pangako ng Diyos for 365 days. Para meron kang tatlong pangako sa bawat araw. And that keeps us to live. That keeps us to look forward. That keeps us to be awake and to long for the day to come. Because there is a promise. And the one who gives a promise is God. Today, we will talk about promises. Pag-usapan po natin ang mga pangako, pero yung mga pangakong hindi napapako, yung mga pangako na natutupad. Gusto niyo po ba yon? Gusto po ba natin yon? And matatagpuan po natin ang aralin na ito na isang pangako, matinding pangako na natupad mula po sa buhay ni Abraham. Tayo pong lahat ay tumayo. Anyayahan ko po kayo to read together with me in Hebrews chapter 6, 13 to 20. Sa Tagalog po, basahin po natin ito. Lahat po tayo, kung medyo maliit po ang aking PowerPoint, kindly open your Bibles with me to Hebrews chapter 6, 13 to 20. At kahit na ano pong tala, ano pong version ng ating Biblia, basahin po natin ito nang merong kumpiyansa sa ating mga sarili. Hallelujah. Let us all together read. Lakasan po natin verse 13. Go! Nang mangako kay Abraham ang Diyos, siya'y nanumpa sa kanyang sariling pangalan. Yamang wala ng higit pa sa kanya na maaari niyang panumpaan. Sinabi niya, ipinapangako ko na lubos kitang pagpapalain at pararamihin ko ang iyong lahi. Matiyagang naghintay si Abraham at natanggap niya ang ipinangako sa kanya. Nanunumpa ang mga tao sa pangalan ng isang nakahigit sa kanila at sa pamagitan ng panunumpa ay pinapagtibay ang usapan. Gayon din naman, pinagtibay ng Diyos ang kanyang pangako sa pamagitan ng panunumpa upang ipakita niya sa kanyang mga pinangakuan na hindi mababago ang kanyang layunin. Hindi nagbabago at hindi nagsisinungaling ang Diyos tungkol sa dalawang bagay na ito, ang kanyang pangako at sumpa. Kaya tayo nakatagpo ng kanyang kalinga ay panatag ang loob na umaasa sa mga pangako niya. Ang pag-asang ito ang siyang matibay at matatag na angkla ng ating buhay. At ito'y umaabot hanggang sa kabila ng tabing ng templo, hanggang sa dakong kabanal-banalan. Si Jesus ay naunang pumasok doon alang-alang sa atin at naging pinakapunong pari magpakailanman ayon sa pagkapari ni Melchizedek. Tayo pong lahat ay manalangin. O Panginoon, isinusuko po namin sa iyo ang aming mga buhay. Pumaparito kami sa iglesia, sa church, to hear you and to receive your word. But today, Lord, we want authenticity, ang pagiging ganap at pagiging totoo at tunay. Nais po namin papasukin ng iyong salita. Hugasan kami nito, linisin kami, pagtibayin kami, Panginoon, sa lakbayin na ito na tunay ngang mahirap, tunay ngang nakakasiphayo. Pagkatapos, Panginoon, ng salo-salog pag-aaral ng iyong salita, Panginoon, kami matibay, marunong, masigla, masaya na mabubuhay sa bawat umaga, sa bawat bukas, dahil meron kaming Diyos na nangako ng pagpapala sa amin. Ito ang aming pagsamo at dalangin sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus. Amen at amen. Palakpakan po natin ang Diyos na mabuti sa ating lahat. Amen! Hallelujah! We can now take our seats. Tatlong bagay po ang ating i-discuss ngayon mula po sa mga talatang ito. So, mayroon pong pangako ang Diyos at ang pangako po na ito ay tunay nga pong napakadakila. So una, God made a promise to Abraham. Makikita po natin yan in chapter 6 verses 13 to 14. Sabi niya dito, nang mangako kay Abraham ang Diyos, siya'y nanumpa sa kanyang sariling pangalan. Yamang wala nang hihigit pa sa kanya na maaari niyang panumpaan. Sinabi niya, ipinapangako ko ng lubos na kitang pagpapalain at pararamihin ko ang iyong lahi. Babalik-aral lang po tayo in Genesis last year. Sabi po ng Panginoon kay Abraham, for when God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself, saying, surely I will bless you and multiply you. Amen? So, I will bless you and multiply you. Last year, atin pong nilakaran ang ganitong katotohanan na mayroon tayong panawagan at pangako ng Diyos na tayo ay kanyang pinili, tayo ay kanyang pinagpala at tayo ay kanyang pararamihin. Now let's take a look, tatlong pagkakataon sa buhay ni Abraham na dumalaw ang Diyos at nagsalita sa kanya at ibinigay sa kanya ang mga pangakong ito. In Genesis chapter 12 verse 7, nagpakita ang Diyos kay Abraham at sinabi sa kanya, "To your offspring, I will give this land." So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. 75 years old si Abraham nung tinawag siya ng Diyos at una siyang binigyan ng pangako ng pagpapala. Pagpapala ng kalupaan, "To your offspring, I will give this land." Sumunod, dinalaw siya ng Panginoon, may pangalawang pangako sa kanya. Genesis chapter 13, 14 to 16. Basahin po natin sabay-sabay. "The Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, 'Lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward.'" Sana all, hindi lang ito yung sana all binigay kay Abram. "For all the land that you see, I will give to you and to your offspring forever. I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth, so that if you can count the dust of the earth, your offspring also can be counted." Hindi po nagtagal din, muli, pagkatapos ito, Genesis chapter 15 verse 5, mayroon na naman pangako ang Diyos sa kanya. "And he, God, brought him, Abram, outside and said, 'Look toward heaven and number the stars. If you are able to number them,' then he said to him, 'So shall your offspring be.'" Wow. Can we still recall the excitement of this promise, of these promises na po uttered by the Lord Himself to Abram? After po ito ng maraming kasipayuan and kadiliman sa mundo, after Noah's flood, yun po sinatawag na Noahic flood, na po ang Diyos ay pumili ng bagong lipi mula kay Noah, at ito po ay si Abram, at pinangalanan siyang Abraham, the father of multitudes. Makita po natin dito na ang Panginoon ay gumawa ng pangako kay Abraham na siya ay magkakaroon ng ilan daw pong descendants, ilan daw pong lahi. "As many as the stars and the sand," na po. So tumingin si Abraham sa kanyang sarili at tumingin si Abraham kay Sarah na punong-puno ng excitement. Wow, magkakaroon sila ng anak. Pero nothing's happened. Nothing had happened after 11 years. Everybody say with me, 11. After ng 11 taon, medyo nagahol si Abraham at si Sarah, parang wala pa din. So, 75 siya plus 11, 86 years old na si Abraham. So, nag-usap sila ni Sarah, sabi, "Siguro hindi na sa akin, diyan kay Hagar, baka magkaroon ka ng anak." To cut the long story short, after 11 years of the promise of God, nagkaanak si Abraham. Subalit hindi kay Sarah, ito ay kay Hagar. Lumabas si Lord, nagsalita ang Panginoon at sabi niya, "That's not the child of promise. But nevertheless, I'm gonna bless Ishmael." Hindi ka magkakaroon ng isang anak ng pangako mula kay Hagar. Ito ay manggagaling kay Sarah. Years went by, 13 taon after that. 17 years plus 11 years plus 13 years. Ilang taon na po iyon? 99 years after the first promise, Abraham changed to Abraham. At ginawa po siyang father of multitudes. Then Sarah became pregnant. 100 years old. 25 years. Si Sarah po ay 90 years old. And they were celebrating. Wow! Because the child of promise had come. Subalit, ngunit bakit nga ba ganun? Years went by, lumaki si Isaac, yung tinatawag na child of promise, na mula sa kanya magkakaroon ng napaka marami pang mga lahi. Tinawag siya ng Panginoon, sinubok siya ng Panginoon at doon nagbagsak ng bombshell ang Panginoon at sinabi sa kanya, Abraham, take your son. Take your son and offer him to me. Genesis chapter 22 po ito. Kill the child of promise. Why? All of a sudden, no? God promised a child. And then, nung dumating na, after 25 years, kukuhanin, papatayin in the act of killing, in the act of offering, napaka-morbid, nakakatakot. Ano nangyayari sa'yo, Lord? What's up? Bakit papatayin si Isaac? So, balit, makikita natin in Hebrews chapter 11, lampas tayo ng tingin, mula sa Hebrews chapter 6, Hebrews 11, 18 to 19. Basahin po natin lahat. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead. From which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. Abraham became a man of faith. He knew God. He knew God with his word. He knew God that whatever he said will come to pass. It will happen. Kaya anong iniisip ni Abraham? Kahit patayin ko yung anak ko, kahit mamatay siya sa harapan ko at sa kamay ko, naniniwala ako kaya siyang buhayin ng Diyos. What a faith. And therefore, God reaffirmed His blessing to Abraham. Basahin po natin Genesis 22:15-17. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, by myself I have sworn. Bibilugan natin, tatandaan natin ang mga salitang ito. By my word I promise. By my word sumusumpa ako. Declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sun that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth will be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. Pause for a while. When Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago, we were not yet born. Wala tayo doon. Nung nag-uusap si Abraham at ang Diyos ng lahat ng plano ng pagpapala, sumpa at pagpapala ng pangako ng Diyos kay Abraham, wala tayo sa katawan, pero nasa isip ka ng Diyos. The story right now is not just about Abraham. Look. Look carefully. This is also about you and me. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Nasa isip po tayo ng Diyos. Noon pa man. So the story of Abraham, we look from afar, we look from the storybook, we look from the Bible. Wow, there was Abraham, there was Isaac, Esau, Jacob, the 12 sons, and one of the sons named Judah. And from that lineage, Jesus came from. Galatians 3:16 says, now the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring. It does not say, and to offsprings. Referring to many, but referring to one, and to your offspring who is Christ. Wow. God is a perfect God. And siguro yung grammar talaga niya, flawless. Pero nung sinabi niya, and to you, your offspring will be as many as the stars and the sand in the seashore. Di ba dapat yun, offsprings? Pero ang sabi ng Panginoon sa kanya, to your offspring. Not offsprings. And this is Jesus. Look unto Jesus. He is the offspring of Abraham, that through him, stars, sands, as many of them, nations will be blessed. Descendants will be blessed only because of Jesus. Galatians 3:8, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, in you shall all the nations be blessed. In you, in Jesus, through Abraham, all the nations shall be blessed. We have called Abraham as the father of the Jews. Yet through him, he got united in faith through Jesus. At dumating nga po ang pangangaral ng Panginoong Jesus mismo dito sa ating mundo. And yung mga 12 disciples, 12 apostles, they really na po spread out with the seed of Christ in them. At dito nakarating ang mabuting balita ng kaligtasan among the Gentiles, sa mga hindi pinili, at tayo yun. Diba, naririnig natin dito, we were redeemed, we were loved by God. We were adopted by the Lord. Hindi tayong totoong anak, hindi tayong totoong Hudyo, hindi tayong totoong lipi ng Diyos, ngunit tayo'y inampun. Oo, ampun tayo. Ngunit sabi doon, adopted in Christ, adopted by God, na hindi pa pwedeng bawiin ang anumang ipinangako. So we upgrade our outline. I-upgrade po natin ang outline natin ngayon. From God who had made promise to Abraham, it will become now, God had made a promise to you and me. Do you receive this? Do you receive this po, mga kapatid? God had made a promise to you and me. May pangako ang Diyos sa atin. Amen? Palapakan po natin ang Panginoon. Hallelujah! And now, we go to the most exciting part. The story is not about Abraham. No longer about him. He was just a shadow of my own story before God. Kwento ko na to ngayon. Kwento muna to ngayon. Ang Biblia, hindi natin siya titignan. Parang libro na puro letra, and then we get amazed by how God moved in the lives of these Bible personalities. But right now, the Bible is us. As we appropriate the truth of the Bible, and now it resonates in our lives, the greatness of God. And now, His promises to us. Second, God's promise is worth waiting. God's promise is worth waiting. And thus Abraham, having patiently waited, obtained the promise. Romans 4:3 says, for what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. He waited for 25 years. Yung waiting niya, hindi perfect. Naka-receive siya ng promise, pero hindi naging perfect ang waiting niya. Sumablay siya sa kanyang mga pagpili at sa kanyang mga desisyon. Nagkagulo. Pero hindi po natapos doon at hindi naputol doon ang pagpapala ng Diyos. Despite of Abraham's wrong decision, and in spite of Abraham had this, alam niyo po yun, nagmadali o nag-akala na baka ito na nga yung pagpapala ng Diyos, still the Lord proved Himself and His Word to Abraham and Sarah. At nakita po natin doon, kahit may pagbagsak, may pagkakamali si Abraham, ang tingin pa rin sa kanya ng Diyos na isulat sa Biblia, Abraham having patiently waited. He learned his lesson after 11 years of making wrong decision. From 11 to 14 years na iyon, na hinantay nila si Isaac, he learned his lesson in a very hard way. But he still obtained the promise because it was God who made it, who gave it. Bakit po ba mahirap sa atin maghintay? Why is waiting on God difficult? Bakit po mahirap sa atin maghintay sa traffic jam or kaya maghintay sa mga pila? Maghintay sa mga sagot ng Diyos sa atin. Tatlong bagay. Number one, self-reliance. We want things to happen in our own timing, according to our own plans, according to my way, to my time. Self-reliance. Nagpe-pray pa tayo. Nag-ask pa tayo kay Lord. Pero we're not willing to wait. Why? Because we want things to happen right now. As how I want it to. Kaya number two, yun, another reason why it's difficult for us to wait is presumptuousness. Yung napaka-pushy, napaka-demanding, overconfident, familiar, pretentious, sa harapan ng Diyos, sinasabi mo, Lord, nagpe-pray naman ako, nag-fasting pa nga ako, nakinig naman ako, nagpupunta naman ako sa church, siguro naman itong prayer ko na to, sasagutin mo na. At kailan mo ito sasagutin? Now na, Lord. Now na. Why? Kasi I give, I tithe, I serve, I do things for you, I'm always present. Do it now, Lord. Sagutin mo na, boyfriend lang, hindi mo pa mabigay. 20 years na po, Lord. Baka naman. Di ba nagsiserve naman ako sa'yo, Lord? That's presumptuousness. We fail to see that the promise doesn't happen according to our own timeline and ways, but on the one who holds the time, who knows the best time for you. Number three is envy. Envy is inggit. Ang inggit, yung gusto mo nandun sa kapitbahay mo. Yung gusto mong puntahan, napupuntahan niya. Yung gusto mong boyfriend, nasa kanya. Yung gusto mong girlfriend, nakuha na niya. Yung gusto mo na promotion, naibigay sa iba. Bakit ganun? Yung gusto mong damit, na isusuot niya. That's envy. You have no contentment and you're always resentful. Laging may ngit-ngit. Laging mayroong hindi katiwasayan sa damdamin. Why? Tanungin niyo ako, bakit? Parang hindi convincing. Gusto niyo po bang malaman, bakit tayo laging discontented? Lagi kasi tayo nag-FB. Kasi tayo nasa social media. Sosyalan ang sosyalan. Our eyes are on the world. What's up with the world? What's up with you guys? And through this, our hearts become discontented. The longings sa buhay sa mundo, hindi nasasapatan. It keeps on arousing and rising up because of inggit. Kaya kapag ka mayroon kang nakuha ngayon at may nagawa ka ngayon at may mga gusto kang mangyari now na at dahil dito, yun, nagkakaroon tayo ng problema sa paghihintay at paggalang sa gawa at kilos ng Diyos. Psalm 18 verse 30 says, "This God, His way is perfect." When you look up to heaven and you say to the Lord, "Lord, You are my God. Oh, Your ways are perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in Him." Pag po nakita natin na ang paraan ng Diyos, kasama na dito ang kapanahunan ng Diyos, ay perfect, then our waiting is not just less difficult, but it's gonna be more joyful. Walang yamot, walang inggit, walang inis, walang galit. You're waiting joyfully. Look at your sister and your brother next to you. Look at her face and his face. May ebidensya ba na siya'y naghihintay joyfully? Itap mo lang siya sa balikat. Sabihin mo sa kanya, "Sana all." Amen! We don't wait the waiting on the timeline, but on the one who holds the time. Hindi natin sinusukat at tinitimbang ang hirap ng paghihintay dahil sa kalendaryo at sa timeline. May bigat at may importansyang paghihintay dahil alam mo kung sinong nangako. Malakas ang yes ng mga single ladies. Hallelujah, praise God. Yan ang nagagawa ng life group. Let's proceed. Number three, God's promise is guaranteed. Wow. God's promise is guaranteed. Kapag kabibili kayo ng item, anong gusto nyo? Genuine, of course, di ba? Pagka may tatak na ganun. Sabi ni Kuya Mark Ren, bumili daw siya ng corned beef. Bakit ganun? Walang corn. Napanood nyo ba yan? Panoorin nyo si Kuya Mark and follow him. Bakit walang ganun? It's not guaranteed. Sabi mo may corned beef, but walang corn sa loob. Sabi dito, may tatak. May tatak ang mga pangako ng Diyos. Garantisadong totoo. Verse 17 to 18, gayon din naman, pinagtibay ng Diyos ang kanyang pangako sa pamamagitan ng panunumpa upang ipakita niya sa kanyang mga pinangakuan na hindi mababago ang kanyang layunin, hindi nagbabago at hindi nagsisinungaling ang Diyos tungkol sa dalawang bagay na ito, ang kanyang pangako at sumpa. Look at these verses. Kaya we can raise a hallelujah. We can sing in the time of the storm. We can shout a shout of praise. We can trample down the works of the enemy. Why? Because mayroong Diyos na nangako. At yung Diyos na to, hindi siya napapako. Lahat ng sinabi niya magaganap. Bakit? Hindi lang siya nangako by word. Kung hindi nanumpa din siya. Diba? Paano ba tayo gumagawa ng promises? Ha? Paano ba tayo nangangako? Uy, pangako. Bibilhan kita niyan. Anak, pangako. Pag sweldo ko, meron ka nito. Pangako, pag mataas ang grade mo, kakain tayo ng ganito. Pangako, eto. Look at your seatmate. May pangako ba yan sa'yo? Sabihin mo, asan na? People make promises, so much of it, yet meant to be broken. Also, paano ba gumagawa ng sumpa mga tao? Uy, sige na. Sagutin mo nang ako. Sumpa, hindi kita iiwan. Sa pangalan ng nanay at tatay ko. Diba? Sabi ng leader ko, ito, ito pangako namin sa iyo. We invoke the name greater than us. Kaya ako ito magagawa sa iyo. Sumpa, magagawa ko ito sa iyo. Bakit? May pera kami. Sumpa, magagawa ko ito sa iyo. May nanay ako. Sumpa, sa pangalan ng nanay ko, sa pangalan ng ganito, sa pangalan ng ganyan. In the name of those people. Alam nyo, hindi masamang gumawa ng sumpa. Because God Himself made an oath. Hindi masamang sumumpa. Kasi gumawa ng sumpa ang Diyos. Ang masama, gumawa ka ng sumpa, hindi mo tinupad. Yun ang masama. God was so intentional convincing Abraham. Abraham, I will surely bless you. I will surely bless you and all the nations after you, and I will make you multiply. Sa papaanong dalawang paraan, ito po, by His word. Word, salita, pagpapalain kita. Pangalawa, sumpa. Sinusumpa ko, pagpapalain kita. Kanino pa manunumpa si Lord? Kanino pa, sino pang isasama niya sa sumpa niya? Wala na. Siya na ang pinakamataas, pinakadakila, pinakamakapangyarihan. Siya ang nag-iisang Diyos. Siya ang nagmamayari ng lahat. Siya ang Creator. Siya ang Redeemer. Siya ang lahat. Nanumpa kay Abraham. And it goes the same with you and me. Ang lahat ng pangako ng Diyos, wala na siyang ituturong iba. Hindi ako, ha? Siya yun. Wala. Jesus took it all. Whatever He promised to us. Kaya Numbers 23:19. Let us memorize this. God is not a man that He should lie, or a son of man that He should change His mind. Has He said and He will not do it? Or has He spoken and will He not fulfill it? Wow! Moses saw this. Kahit sa 40 taon silang naglakbay mula Egypto to Promised Land. Sa dulo na yon na sinabi ni Moses, hindi nagsisidungaling ang Diyos. Hindi siya kagaya natin. Hindi siya anak ng tao na sasabihin niya ang mga nasa isipan niya tapos hindi niya tutuparin. May mga sinabi siya na hindi niya gagawin, hindi yan ang Diyos. Everybody, please recite with me Numbers 23:19 from your heart. Go! God is not a man that He should lie, or a son of man that He should change His mind. Has He said, and will He not do it? Or has He spoken, and will He not fulfill it? Hindi natin mapagtiwala ng mga tao ngayon. Even the closest person in our hearts, sometimes or many times, they fail. Yun nga, pangatlong beses ko na pong sasabihin, promises yata, meant to be broken. Bakit? Kasi yung mundo po natin, we live in this world with lots of dishonesty, deception, and disillusionment. And we get disappointed again and again. But the Lord, that's why our theme for 2023 is Solus Christus. With all the disillusionment, darkness, dishonesty, deception in this world, look up to God. You center your life in Him. Hanapin mo ang sentro ng buhay mo at dun yun sa kalooban ng Diyos, pumaroon ka. Because He is entirely different. He never lies. Whatever He promised, whatever He swore, will come to pass. At ang pinag-uusapan natin ngayon na isang pinakadakilang pangako niya, simula pa last week, ay ang katiyakan ng ating kaligtasan magpasawalang hanggan. We all have needs in this world. We all have wants in this world. But lahat ng needs and lahat ng wants natin, matatapos at mauubos at mawawala dito. Kaya we always long. We always feel disappointed. We always feel kulang. And I always feel I'm not good enough. Kahit ibigay mo ang lahat sa asawa, ibigay mo ang lahat sa mga anak, parang kulang ka. Dahil hindi sila nasasapatan ng mga bagay dito sa mundo. But what is our security there in heaven, there in the new city, there in the new heaven and the new earth that God had promised to us? Sana makarating tayo doon. That's why I was asking you a while ago, may hinihintay ka ba sa dulo? Pagkatapos ng buhay mo dito sa lupa, mayroon ka bang hinihintay sa nakaraan? Mayroon ka bang dadakuan? Mayroon ka bang pupuntahan? And this is the blessing and this is the promise of God. You are eternally secured. Forever, eternally, forever, endless. Can you imagine your life? One day, nandun ka na. One day, you will be there. Sasabihin mo, ito yung forever. And praise God. Totoo. Totoo ang Diyos. Totoo siya sa kanyang salita. Totoo siya sa kanyang mga pangako. Surely, I will bless you. Surely, I will bless you. 2 Corinthians 1:20, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, and so through Him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Everybody say, yes, Amen! Sino kaya mas malakas? Yung dito po, yes, Amen! Dito po, yes, Amen! Mas malakas. Basta kaya dito, yes, Amen! O yung mas malakas, ito kaya! Tayong lahat! All the promises of God is a yes, Amen! In Christ! Hindi sa asawa. Hindi sa magulang, hindi sa boyfriend, hindi sa girlfriend, hindi sa bagay sa mundo. It's a yes and amen in Christ. We have a faithful God. Pero tugtungan natin, we have a faithful and generous God. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Yes and amen! Hallelujah! If you see that God had made a promise to Abraham, to you and to me, that He will surely bless us, and through us, all the nations of the earth will be blessed, and this promise is worth waiting, and this promise is guaranteed, with His word and with His oath, what should be our response? God had spoken, and it's time for us to respond. Ano ang itutugon natin? Ano itutugon mo sa isang promise-keeping God? Ano itutugon mo sa isang faithful and generous God? Ano itutugon mo sa isang hindi nagsisinungaling na Diyos? Ano itutugon mo sa isang higit na nakakaalam ng lahat tungkol sa iyo at dadalhin ka magpasawalang hanggang sa pagpapala? What would be your response? Hebrews, the author of Hebrews, give us this reminder. For people swear by something greater than themselves, and in all their disputes, an oath is final for confirmation. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of His purpose, He guaranteed it with an oath. And then, makita po natin dito, convincingly. We see the work of God. He's so intentional. He's so convincing. Ganyan kakulit si Lord. hindi lang siya faithful, hindi lang siya generous, talagang hindi kanya tatantanan to see His grace and His mercy. Buti na lang, hindi nag-give up si Lord sa atin. Amen? Buti na lang, convincing si Lord. Buti na lang, hanggang ngayon, kinoconvince ka pa din ni Lord. Sana naman magpa-convince ka na. And sabi niya dito, we, and this would be the response, next slide, verse 18 to 20, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain where Jesus had gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. How do we respond to the one faithful and generous God? How do we respond to the God who is so truthful with all His promises and oaths? Number one, hold fast to the hope set before us. Hold fast to the hope. Everybody say with me, hold fast. We hold fast to the hope. What is that hope? The hope that is in Christ. Hahawak daw tayo ng mahigpit. Para ano? Para maligtas tayo? No! Ligtas ka na. Ibinigay na niya sa iyo ang lubid. Ibinigay na sa iyo ang angkla. Humawak ka. Our salvation is not by works. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Tayo iniligtas, hindi dahil sa ating mga mabubuting gawa, kung hindi sa biyaya lamang ng Panginoong Jesus. But what is this hold fast all about? Ligtas ka, pero binigyan ka ng connection. Binigyan ka ng rope. Binigyan ka ng lifeline. Anong gagawin mo? Hawakan mo. We hold fast. Hindi para tayo baligtas. We hold fast because we are already saved. Ibinigay na sa iyong connection, ibinigay na sa iyong lifeline, ibinigay na sa iyong katiyakan ng kaligtasan, hawakan mo. Hawakan mo. Holding fast to the rope, anchored us, will anchor us to heaven. In Christ. Sabi ni John Piper, what is holding fast means? It means bank on that hope. Trust in it. Feel secure in it. Be satisfied with it. Long for it the way you long for the coming of the dawn after a long, dark, and scary night. Hold fast. Meron tayong araw ngayon at ang araw natin ngayon ay madilim. Ang araw natin ngayon ay mapandaraya. Ang araw natin ngayon ay mapusok. Ang araw natin ngayon ay nakapaninira. Sabi doon, humawak ka para mailipat ka doon sa pinangako sa iyo ng Diyos. Be secured. Be satisfied. Long. Long for the day to come. Long for the coming of Christ. Long for the day of awakening. Long. Even the sky, even the night is so scary. Long for a better day ahead. This is hold fast. And whose work is this? Philippians 3:12, sabi ni Paul, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that from which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Si Paul na napakagaling, napakamatalino, na mayaman, kilala, maalam sa lahat ng lengguwahe at talagang, wow, with all the doctrines that he had learned and he can teach it, amazing man of God. Pero ang sabi niya, hindi ko pa naabot ang lahat. O kaya naabot ko man ito, hindi dahil sa akin. Dahil sa hinawakan ako ng Diyos. Dahil sa biyaya ng Diyos na siyang sumasakop sa akin. Sa atin pong mga bisita, for the first time you're here, this church stands on the grace of God alone. We have come here. We're meeting in this beautiful church. We have these good people, godly people helping us grow. But it is all by the grace of God. Biyaya lang ng Diyos. Ang mga pangarap natin ay wala kumpara sa pangarap ng Diyos para sa iyo. Kaya kung itutuloy natin ang testimony ni Paul, ang sabi niya, lahat ng na-achieve ko, lahat ng meron ako, lahat yon, pardon the word, it's all poo-poo. In the face of the glory of God. It's all dirt. It's all nothing compared to the glory of God. And that glory of God awaits us. Yun ang naghihintay sa atin. Kaya hold on. Ito yung binigay sa'yo ng Diyos. Hawakan mo, huwag mong bitawan. Cling to it, yield to it. Kahit na anong mangyari, kahit sinong umagaw, kahit anong maganap sa buhay mo, huwag mong ipamigay. Hold on. Because this is what Christ hold of us. And what is that? Kung titignan po natin yung verse na yan, ang sabi doon, ano yung hope na yan? Ano yung dapat mong yakapin? Ano yung dapat mong tignan? Ano yung dapat mong hawakan? That hope enters place behind the curtain. Sino yun? Yung hope, hindi siya bagay. Hindi siya spirito lang na, oh, I'm hope. Hindi siya wishful thinking na bukas, I hope, magkaka-boyfriend na ako. Hindi ganun. Bukas, pasado na ako. Bukas, siguro, meron na akong bagong bahay. Oh, that's my hope. Bukas, meron na akong magandang kotse. That's wishful thinking. But this hope is solid. It is a character. It is a person. This hope is Jesus. A hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain. Itong ginawa ng Panginoon sa atin. Nung namatay po siya sa krus, nahati yung telon. What does it mean? Yung namamagitan sa atin at sa Panginoon, napunit na. And Jesus enters into it. And when we cling on to hope, when we cling on to Jesus, He brings us there. Can you imagine that? Na-imagine mo pa si Superman? Huh? And si Lois Lane? Wow, di ba? Inilipad. Hindi marunong lumipad. Pero ano ginawa? Grabe, yung makap kay Superman. Wow, and they enjoy flying. This is our hope. Now, if we go back to the Old Testament, in Genesis chapter 15, 9 to 10, mayroong isang pagkakataon sa buhay ni Abraham na kailangan niyang gumawa ng covenant kay God. So si God, he initiated this covenant. At pagka sinabing covenant, this is a contract. Parang sa mag-asawa, marriage contract, walang expiration date. Para sa mga nakapasa sa boards, mayroon tayong PRC, mayroon tayong lisensya. Para sa mga nagda-drive, mayroon tayong license, mayroon tayong contract, mayroon tayong kaalaman na ako nga ay, yun, kabilang sa ganitong organisasyon o institution. In Genesis 15:9-10, sabi dito, he said to him, bring me a heifer, 3-year-old, a female goat, 3-year-old, a ram, 3-year-old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he brought all this, cut them in half, and laid each other half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in half. Do you still remember last year? Sabi ng Panginoon, tada, Abraham, let's make a covenant. Kukuha ka ng mga hayop na ito, heifer, goat, and ram. Hatiin sa gitna. Isa sa'yo, isa sa akin. Tatlo. Tapos may mga ibon, pero hindi po sila hinati. And then, sabi doon, pagkahati na ganun, ang kinakailangan para maging buo ang kanilang covenant ng mga panahon na yon sa ancient times na po paggawa ng covenant, both parties, pagkatapos na mahati iyon, ay maraming dugo, di po ba? Lalakad po ngayon yung both parties sa gitna. At sinasabing, ano yung sayo ay akin, ano yung akin ay sayo, hindi tayong mag-aaway, we share this together. And that's the covenant cutting. Subalit, nung pinagawa ng Diyos kay Abraham po ito, alam niyo po ang ginawa ng Diyos kay Abraham? Napatulog si Abraham. Pagkatapos hiwain ni Abraham, nakatulog po siya eh. And it's only God who walked through the covenant. What does it mean? While Abraham was sleeping, while Abraham was resting, God did all the work. Lumakad siya doon sa maraming dugo. Lumakad siya, sinasabi niya, ang lahat ng sayo ay akin, Abraham, wala kang masabi. Pero kahit wala kang maibigay, all that I am and all that I have are yours. God made the oath by himself. He did not demand anything from Abraham. This is unconditional covenant and unconditional promise. It goes the same with us. Ano lang ang dala natin sa Panginoon? Ang dala natin sa Panginoon ay ang pagsunod ng buhay, pagbigay ng buhay sa Kanya. Here's my life, Lord. Tanggapin mo ako. Pero walang idineman ng Diyos sa atin. Na dapat mag-abuloy ka ng ganito, dapat magbigay ka ng ganito, dapat maabot mo ito, dapat ganito ka. Ang sinasabi ng Panginoon, just sleep, just rest, and I will do the work for you on your behalf. That's grace. That's grace. Amen. But this grace, this God who walked through the bloody covenant, the bloody offering between Abraham and this Christ who went through the curtain, broken curtain, cut curtain. Hindi po ito nangangahulugan sa atin na uupo na lang tayo at kukuhanin na lang natin all I want. Babalik tayo sa lesson natin last Sunday. Kung totoo mo itong kinilala, kung totoo mo na ibinigay ng Diyos ang lahat para sa iyo, kung totoong pinapaniwalaan mo na iniligtas ka ng Diyos sa lahat ng iyong kasalanan, kung pinapaniwalaan mo na may plano ang Diyos sa iyo, then you will walk genuinely following Jesus. You will act upon your salvation. Kikilos ka, gagawa ka, ipaglilingkod mo ang buhay mo, aawitan mo siya, hindi dahil sa inuutusan kanya, hindi dahil sa dinetemad mo siya, kundi dahil nagpapasalamat ka sa kanya. Wala na akong gagawin, Lord. Wala na akong gagawin, kundi pumalakpak sa'yo. Because I'm bound for heaven. I'm saved. Yung napakarumi kong kasalanan, yung nakakahiya kong kasalanan, yung paulit-ulit kong kasalanan, Lord, pinatawad mo. And this will not leave me just seated, relaxed, and sometimes offended pa dahil hindi nasusunod ang mga gusto. Jesus, just like the Old Testament in the time of Abraham, had finished everything for us. Have an anchor of your soul, and this is Jesus. Iangkla mo ang buhay mo sa Kanya. How did the author of Hebrews describe this anchor of the soul? Sabi dun, this anchor, when you look at this, sabi dun, it is sure and steadfast. Everybody say with me, sure, steadfast, sigurado, hindi natitinag, solid. Why do we need an anchor? Para po sa mga seaman, alam niyo po, ibig sabihin at importansya ng angkla para sa isang barko, sa isang ship. At hindi natin kakailanganin ng anchor kung ang dagat ay mapayapa at ang hangin ay mapayapa. Kailan natin kailangan ng angkla? Kapag ka stormy, windy, and wavy. Sa buhay po natin, I don't know if today, right exactly today, your life is on the rocks, your life, your relationship, or pwede mong masabi na, oh, my life here really hit bottom rock, and because of the wind, strong waves and storms, I'm in trouble. Siguro po nandito kayo first time, troubled yung heart ninyo, yung isip ninyo, you're lost. You're troubled. Wala kang hinihintay sa bukas. Natatakot, nangangamba. You need an anchor. I need an anchor. With all life's disappointments, even in the ministry, I need an anchor. With all tiredness and troubles in life, I need an anchor. You need an anchor. Kaya ganun na lang ang sabi ng Panginoon. Convincingly, with all intent, he convincingly reminded Abraham of his promise and of his oath. Why? Kaya ganun niya tayo kino-convince. Tignan mo si Jesus. Tignan mo ginawa niya sa krus. Panaligan mo siya. Yakapin mo siya. Bakit? Because your life is gonna be stormy. You will walk through troubles. You will have disappointments. You will have difficulties. Hindi laging maaraw. Mamaya tag-ulan na. But how is our anchor? Do we have a sure and steadfast anchor? In 2016 po, I had a chance to visit one of the catacombs in Rome, Italy. Catacombs of Saint Calixtus. Ako po ay sama lang ng sama sa mga trips. But this is one unforgettable trips, one unforgettable trip that I had, that due to the courtesy of our Bishop Francis Santos. Sinabihan niya po ang mga pastor po natin dyan na samahan niyo sila pumunta sa catacombs. So sabi ko, ano ba yung catacombs? Ano ba yung catacombs? Sige po, pasyal, pasyal. Doon po, nakita niyo po ako doon sa naka-black t-shirt ako. Napakaganda po niyan, park. Wow, park pala yung catacomb. Park, napakaganda pong park, napakalawak. Napakalawak. Pero lakad kami ng lakad, lakad kami ng lakad. Maya-maya, we enter na po doon sa tent na green. And then kumuha na po kami ng ticket. And then bumaba kami. Wala pala ako dyan slide ng stairs. Pero dyan po, merong 20 meters stair down. Malamig. At yun po pala, ay napakalawak po, 20 kilometers wide. 20 kilometers in wide. Tama, in width. So sige po, sabi ko, malamig. Pababa kami ng pababa. Medyo nahihirapan po akong huminga. Pero sobrang lamig po sa loob. Unti-unti po nakakita na ako ng mga skeleton. Ano po yung catacomb? Wala po akong wifi eh, kaya di ako maka-google. Nakikitig na lamang po kami dun sa mga nasa gilid na mga tourist at ano tawag dun? Tourist guide, thank you. And then sabi, Italiano, narinig ko na lang, cementerio. Nasa cementerio ba tayo? Cementerio pala to. Bigla po ako kinabahan. Nasa ng exit? Naghanap po ako ng exit. Kaya po, kung makikita niyo po sa first picture ulit, naupo na lang po ako sa isang tabi, tumahimik, at nasa loob po pala kami ng cementerio. Wow. This is one of the most popular catacombs in Rome, Italy. And this is one of the largest po. At nakinig na po ako sa tourist guide. Nakakita po kami ng Filipino tourist guide. At sinabi niya na ito ay libingan ng mga Kristiyano nung panahon ng persecution. At dito sila nagtatago. Not because they are afraid to die, but because they want to preserve Christianity. Ganun na lamang katindi ang persecution during the Roman Empire na talagang patayin ang lahat ng Kristiyano. At sa entrance po during that time ng mga tao na nandito, actually nakakita pa po ako dyan ng predeserved na magnanay. Yung isa po si parang Saint Calixtus. Siya po ay pinatay noon. At next slide, nang nakatali ang kamay, nakatali ang paa, and yan. So may mga stories. So they used password para po hindi sila mapasok ng mga spies. At may mga secret code sila. Ayon sa study, ang secret code nila is this. It's a picture of fish or fishes and an anchor. And when we look at the ibig sabihin po nito in Greek, next, hindi ko po mabasa yung Greek, pero babasahin ko po yung English. So, in Greek, it's ichthus. It says here, we believe Jesus Christ, God's Son, and Savior. So pagpasok mo po dyan, ang sasabihin mo, I believe Jesus Christ is God's Son and Savior. Kapag nabanggit mo po yan, pasok. You had the password. But what is that anchor all about? But that anchor all about right now is our text. It's our text. They memorize this text. Yung Hebrews 6:18 to 19. Yung sinasabi dito, he who have fled to refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain. Yan po ang kanilang emblem. Yan ang kanilang signage. That the anchor of their hope, that wala na eh. Wala nang life after that. Doon na sila mamamatay. Pero they want to preserve their lives because they want to preserve Christianity hangga't maaari. And yung iba po sa kanila lumalabas dyan to preach, to share the gospel at any cost. And then babalik na lang sila. And then with that password, Jesus Christ, God's Son, my Savior. And in Hebrews chapter 6, 18 to 19, I have this sure and steadfast hope in Christ. This is not an anchor of psychology. Hindi ito palakasan ng loob. This is an anchor of theology. Knowing God. Knowing God in His Word. Believing God and believing in His Word. And believing what Jesus had done for them. Mga kapatid, we have this emblem. Crossroad, meron siyang fish. Ayun, no? Na mataba. Fish, it reminds us that when you draw this fish, when you have this fish mark in your notebook, in your ID, in your life, in your walk with God, you are saying, God, you are my God. In you I have hope. You are my Savior forever. This is our hope. It's not wishful thinking that everything will be all right. Actually, itong mga nakapunta sa catacombs na to, mga nangamatay sila doon na hindi nila nakita yung promise ni Lord. And when we go through Hebrews chapter 11, the heroes of hope, meron sila mga pinaniniwalaan, pinagtitiwalaan sa Panginoon, pero ang sabi doon sa dulo, hindi nila nakita yung mga promises ng Panginoon. And even Abraham, hindi na niya nakita ang lahi at lipi ng 12 tribes of Israel. Hindi na niya nakita. Pero one day when God said to him, I will surely bless you, and through you I will bless all the nations of the earth, pinanghawakan ni Abraham yon. And after that, he walked with the Lord up until he died 175 years old. He centered his life on Jesus. In 1934, mayroon pong isang 28-year-old na missionary. Ang pangalan po niya si John Stamm. Si John Stamm is married, a missionary to China. Siya po ay nahuli ng mga komunista. Ang pangalan ng wife niya ay si Betty. Both of them were captured sharing the gospel of Jesus in China. Kinuha po sila ng mga komunista and they were headed to beheading. At habang nakatali po ang kanilang mga kamay, at habang lumalakas sila towards their execution, somebody across the line, go to them and ask, where are you going? And John Stamm said to him, we are going to heaven. We're going to heaven. Where are you going? Where are you going? Saan tayo papunta? Are we going to heaven? When our lives looked so attached to the world? When our compulsions and longing are being enticed by this world? Where are we going? Are we going to heaven? Where all we think about money is investment here on earth? Where are we going? When all our desperation, when all our appetites are attached to people, what do we embrace? And what are we going to embrace for the next 70, 80, 90 years of our lives compared to eternity? When we go read Hebrews, many women and men of faith nilagari sa gitna. Pinako ng pabaliktad. Sinunog ng buhay. Pero what made them stay? What made them stay is the city prepared by God there in His presence. What holds them even doon sa fire at doon sa lagari na humahati ng kanilang katawan? Ano nagpapastay sa kanila kung isa-isa nilang nakikitang binibitay sila pati warek? Ano nagpapanatag sa kanila kung nakikita nilang pinapatay at tinatanggalan ng ulo ang mga kasama nila? What made them stay? They can still say, I have a sure and steadfast hope. And the anchor of my soul is Jesus. His word, His oath are all true. Yes and amen. Hindi ko makuha ang lahat ng gusto ko at pinangarap ko sa mundo. But God had prepared a great place for me there in heaven. And that my hope lays hold on to. Today, if you are saying to the Lord, Lord, purify my heart. I am born again. I have a promise of salvation. Pero lakad ko, hindi lakad papuntang langit. Ang lakad ko, hinahanap pa din ng mundo. Hindi laging tag-araw. Hindi laging bukas ang pangangaral ng Biblia. Persecution will come. But what lay holds your hope when the time of persecution would come? Hindi man dumarating ang persecution sa atin. Anong naglilimit sa'yo, ba't hindi mo magawa? Hindi mo magawang ipahayag ang anak ng Diyos. Si Jesus ang tagapagligtas. May we all respond in deep prayer and repentance. Surrender to God. Bakit hindi mo mayakap ang Panginoong Jesus? May namamagitan pa kaya? May kurtina pa kaya? May veil pa kaya? I just hope that you will see. The veil is already torn. You can enter into the grace and glory of Jesus, of God, only because of the finished work of Jesus in our lives. Sana wala nang mamagitan at masabi mo sa Kanya, that's what I long for, God. Today, to tomorrow, I want to live for you. I want to live for you. And I wait for that day when I go home to heaven, my true home. Let's all stand up and let's just worship the Lord. May I request our praise team to help us sing this song. And just worship the Lord anytime your heart is ready. Just worship Him. May pangako ang Diyos. He will surely bless you. And through you, the nations of the earth will be blessed. More than the things that we desire, more than the things that we hope for, Hindi yun yung wishful thinking na sana lahat ng gusto ko mangyari. Alam niyo yung hope, yung totoong hope, kahit hindi ka gumaling, kahit hindi totoong mag-mend, hindi na mag-mend your relationship, you're still hopeful that God never changed His mind. Yung kahit pangkaraniwan lang yung buhay mo, kahit hindi mo na maabot yung gustong-gusto mong karangyaan, you're rested. Because you will just pass through this life, eh. Your home is in the glory of the Lord. And while we're here, let's hold on to that hope. Sharing Jesus. Blessing people. Let's celebrate the promises of the Lord. Let's lift our hands to Him. Can we worship Him with all our hearts? Praise Team, can you help us sing this song? Sige po, awitin natin to sa Panginoon. Sabihin natin to sa Kanya. Amen?
Kapayapaan, kabutihan, di kayang sukati ang pag-ibig mo.
Just worship the Lord. May pangako siya sa iyo. Pangako sa atin. Pangako ng kaligtasan. Pag-asa ng buhay, magpasawalang hanggan.
Mga pangako mo, taglay nito'y
we used to come here on the altar. Tama po ba? Hindi nyo lang ako nahahalata kasi nasa harapan na po ako eh. But can we make this sacred? Where are you going? Where are we going? Hindi po tayo magpasawalang hanggang dito. Meron pong inihanda ang Diyos sa atin. At nakahanda na po yun. Kailang handa ka na ba? Kung ang buhay mo sobrang attached sa mundo, kung takot kang mawala dito sa mundo kasi ang dami mong pinagpapahalagahan, it's time to relinquish everything to God. And say to the Lord, Lord, papunta ako sa iyo. Lahat lang ng mga bagay dito gagamitin ko para pumunta ako sa iyo. At pumuntang maraming tao sa iyo. I am blessed to bless. And the nations of the world will be blessed through me. Hindi ko alam paano. Pero nagsisimula ka ngayon. Sana yung buhay mo buong-buo sa Panginoon. Wala tayong persecution. Napakagaan ng mundo po sa atin. Pero saan tayo nahihirapan para hindi natin ipagkaloob ang biyaya ng Diyos sa kaligtasan? Marami tayong troubles. Marami tayong bigat. Bakit ka nabibigatan? Kasi ikaw yung umaangkla. Ikaw dumadala ng lahat. Ang sabi lang, humawak ka eh. Kasi tinapos na ni Lord lahat. Mga kapatid, there's something somewhere along the way sa akin pong mga nabigkas through Jesus as He gives us the message. Just come here on the altar and say, Lord, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven and the rest of my life is gonna be for you. If this is your prayer, just come. Come to the altar and offer your life to the Lord. Can we sing the song again as people come? Ako'y lumalapit.
Sa iyong kagandahan, walang alinlangan. Ikaw ang pag-ibig, kapahingahan, walang hanggan. Ikaw
Itaas po natin ang ating mga kamay sa Panginoon.
Mga pangako mo, niwalagang gabay. Sa bawat sandali, may pag-asa kanlungan. Mga pangako mo, lagay nito'y galas. Mananatili ang labis na kalagas.
Sige po, awitin natin ang mas malakas sa Panginoon. Declaring that He has a promise, and it's gonna be our light, our guidance in this life. Salamat,
may pag-asa at
kanlungan.
Mga pangako mo, naglain ito'y gatas. Mananatili ang
for the last time. Can we say this song for the last time?
Pangako mo, liwanag at gabay. Sa bawat sandali, may pag-asa at kanlungan. Mga pangako mo, taglay nito'y gala. Mananatili ang labis na kalakas. Mga pangako mo.
Come on, let's sing it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Mga pangako mo, Diyos. Mga kapatid, ibukas natin ang ating tinig. Sabihin natin sa Diyos ang pasasalamat natin. Siya ang matapad, tunay. Sa Kanyang mga salita, hindi nagsisinungaling, hindi nagbabago. Ang mga nasabi niya ay magaganap sa atin. It's all a yes and amen. Oh God, we thank you, we bless you. You are our faithful and generous God. Lord, humihingi kami ng tawad sa mga panahon, sa paglipas ng araw, sa pagharap ng kinabukasan, that we are too attached to this world. Our walk, our life, our compulsion, our desire, our appetites, our longings are on this world. Forgive us, Lord. Patawad, Panginoon. Patawad, Panginoon. Hugasan mo kami ng iyong banal na dugo, Diyos. Nang lakad namin simula ngayon, ang isip at labi, ang buong buhay namin at damdamin at kaluluwa namin ay nakaangkla lamang sa isang matibay, moog at di magbabagong pag-ibig, pag-asa kay Jesucristo. And as we're gonna walk in hope each day, we're gonna walk each day as if we're going to heaven anytime, Lord. God, we relinquish everything. Ano mang hawak namin sa aming mga kamay, relasyon, pera, kapangyarihan, titulo, mga desires, mga dreams, Lord. Lord, we lay it all down before you, God. And we lay hold of the hope. At tulungan mo, Panginoon, ang buhay namin, ang mga natitira namin mga buhay dito, hindi namin tipirin para sa amin. Kundi ispet namin to bring people to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Declaring, Jesus, you are the Son of God. You are our Savior. Lord, and you hold our lives. I speak life to every one of you here. I speak hope to every one of us here. I speak revival to everyone. I speak vision. I speak longing to God. I speak the desire, the desperation to follow Jesus at any cost of your life. Lord, anumang bagyo, anumang suliranin, anumang hamon, anumang persecution, anuman ang darating sa amin. And somebody would ask us, saan mapapunta ang lahat ng ito? Saan ba kami tutungo? And may we say, Lord, with all confidence, I am going to heaven. I am going to heaven. I am going to heaven. There is a city waiting for me, Lord, whose king is Jesus. The kingdom that is unshakable. Give us that vision. Give us that vision. Give us that vision. We breathe in hope. We breathe in hope. We breathe in hope. And we cling to that one sure, steadfast, solid anchor, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Palakpakan natin siya as we keep on singing. Di kayang sukatin. Can we say that? Di kayang sukatin.
Di kayang sukatin.
Yes, Lord.
Ang pag-ibig mo. Di kayang sukatin ang pag-ibig mo.
Yes,
ang
Lord.
Pag-ibig
thank you,
mo.
Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for touching us. Thank you for forgiving all our sins. Thank you, Lord, for another chance to live in love for you, with you. Thank you for the power that you give us to bless people because we are blessed in you, Jesus. Sa bawat araw, sa bawat bukas, ang magtutuloy-tuloy nito sa amin ay ang mga pangako mo at ikaw na nangako hanggang dulo, hanggang buhay na walang hanggan. Thank you, Lord. This is our worship. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We can go back to our seats and silently let us just reflect upon these questions po. Praise the Lord for the blessed assurance in Him.